In the past month, there has been an increase in the number of kiwis being seen around Furcadia. For no apparent reason, really, other than Florin is using them as a way to brainwash us into buying more useless stuff. Many furs have been concerned that the feeble-minded, flightless Burns may attempt to take over Furcadia, much like the giant ants and their giant sandwiches. However, one fur has stepped up to stop the invasion. As usual, that fur is Cinder Bear. Cinder and her blue mason henchmen have devised a clever plan to stop the kiwis in their tracks. They have already begun assembling a giant pot in Cinder's dream, the Haven, to cook all the kiwis in. She has been hiding away in her lair deep beneath Dragon's Eye Productions headquarters. Here, she has been perfecting her recipe on poor, unsuspecting kiwis, luring them into her lair by promises of giant, Talshamir-shaped didgeridoos. Obviously, Cinder Bear has lost her marbles. Who would want to harm these cute, innocent, precious little things? I mean, haven't you ever seen that video on FurTube? I mean, what could be sweeter? Not much, that's for sure. Led by their leader, Nvidia, the Kiwis have devised a clever plan to stop Cinder Bear in her tracks. When asked about this plan, several Kiwis poked their heads out of the stew. There was a moment of complete and total awkward silence, and then one Kiwi announced his victory. I peed. So beware, young Kiwis. Even though you're all going to die soon anyway, since you're going to expire, do not fall for Cinder Bear's tricks. Do not, whatever she says, jump into that pot. There's no great sea adventure with a salty seaman named Captain Betty awaiting you in that pot. The muskrat would like to take this time to remember those Kiwis who were stupid enough to fall into Cinder Bear's pot of evil stew. To those who weren't, hooray! You were smarter than the average bear!